Susanne Sundfer mit Fade Away auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt Susanne im Gretchen. Schon jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen nochmal über das neue Album 10 Love Songs. Eine LP mit einem Titel, der übrigens absichtlich ein bisschen in die Irre führt, denn mit erwartbaren Liebesliedern hat diese LP gar nichts zu tun. Ich freue mich, dass sie wieder bei mir im Studio ist und begrüße Susanne Sundfer. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Cool. Yeah, we're happy to have you. Berlin is happy to have you back.
Awesome.
So where are you coming from today?
Where were we yesterday? I don't remember.
So you're touring pretty hard if you don't remember where you've come from today.
Wait, we were in UK and then where did we go? Oh, and then we got here.
Well,
no,
fair
wait.
Enough.
No, we were in Istanbul.
Oh, what? You've played a show there?
Yes, my first time in Istanbul.
Oh, crazy times in Istanbul. The elections have just...
I know.
There's just been elections. The day
how did
that
it
you,
go?
Oh, the AKP, the Erdogan party.
Okay.
They got the majority of the votes.
Right.
Which is like...
Yeah, people were really excited.
Yeah, crazy.
We left on the election day.
Ah, yeah. Wow, mm-hmm. Interesting times. And how was the Istanbul show? Did the people there... freak out?
No, I wouldn't say they freaked out, but it was fun.
Cool.
It was a good show, and it's a great city.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Yeah.
Congratulations on yet another beautiful Susanne Sundfer album.
Thank you.
It's been out for a few weeks
or
months now, but it's still an interesting topic to talk about. It's been recorded in various cities, in Bergen, Oslo, Los Angeles, in New York City as well. What were the reasons for that? Why did you have to travel so much to finish that album?
Well, I think on 10 Love Songs and probably on my next album as well that I've started working on, I wanted to and I want to travel while I write.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons. And the other reason was I wanted to work with people who lived in those cities. So instead of having them come to Oslo, I would go to their studios. And it's a very inspirational way of working on an album. Yeah, so I want to do that again.
But on the other hand, it must be kind of like intimidating to go to another person's studio, which is in LA, you know, everybody's like fancy, and then you go into that studio and you have to open yourself up, right? As an artist, you have to sing about topics that are buried deep inside of you.
Yeah.
But I think I imagine that to be difficult, actually, to go into a studio in New York City and to be able to open up there. Was that difficult for you at all, or did you meet with the people up front to get to know them better?
I mean, I knew all the people from before. And I think when it comes to being personal and or emotional in songs, you get numb after a while. So you don't really think about it when you work with people.
Yeah.
And I don't think they think about it either. But all of them were friends of mine already. So it wasn't like I was meeting strangers.
Yeah.
So it was just fun.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. But then as a result of the whole thing, when you finished working on that album, I've read that you almost went crazy because...
Yeah.
I think you've mentioned Joni Mitchell in another interview, and she said that working on music is like peeling your own onion.
Yeah.
You just scrub skin, as layers of skin off of you until you're fucking naked.
Yeah.
And
that's a very dramatic image. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a nice way to describe it. That's a nice way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, it was like falling into a black hole.
Yeah.
So I struggled with that for a long time. But I think things are going better now because I'm working on new music and so it's fine now, but it took a long time to get over it. I think it's it's not the same amount of work, but I think it can be compared to when people study, especially when you do a master degree, because after you do a master degree, you're done with the study. So it's like you worked on something so hard and then suddenly it's over.
Yeah.
So I think it's that, and I know a lot of people, they kind of fall into a black hole. Yeah.
I was thinking about therapists or something, you know, psychoanalysts, because they have to deal with all these things all day long. And then maybe once they stop reflecting and then looking into their souls, it must feel strange for a while if you look down into your soul all the time to write music and to compose, and then there's this day where you just stop doing that, and then I guess there's feels that you've worked on, and then there's feels that you have to work on, and then maybe that's another reason for you why you're already working on new music. How has that happened so fast again?
Well, I finished 10 Love Songs 1.5 years ago. I had to wait a year before we released it. Yeah, so actually it's been a while since I've made any music. So I was very happy when I started writing again some weeks ago.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, I've had a long break, actually. Yeah.
I've read that you kind of like got into circuit bending when you were working on this LP. You wanted to have a special synthesizer and then you didn't get a hold of it. And then you kind of like built the synthesizer.
Yeah, that's
on your own.
I absolutely did not. I did an interview with The Guardian and he misquoted me, and I contacted him afterwards, or my management did, but they haven't changed it. But no, I've never made a synthesizer. That's very difficult.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I know that Susanna Sutphor is a sound nerd. Yeah. And I know that she knows her ways around consoles.
Don't know that much.
But you didn't build a synthesizer on your own.
No.
But you've contacted the guy who built it.
I did, yeah. Uh-huh. He makes all those synthesizers himself. So uh-huh. It's not like a Fabrik that makes them. He does it. He does every single synthesizer himself. But there was an error in mine.
Uh-huh.
There was something wrong with it. So that's why I just called him. I got his number from the company that he works with.
Well, the other part is true, that the only other person that ever called him
was Jean-Michel Jarre. Yeah.
This is such a great story. You're the second person to call.
I know.
Jean-Michel Jarre had the same problem.
Yeah, I was very surprised when he told me that. But he's a really cool guy. And I met him in New York. And his living room is just all these weird creations, these weird synthesizers.
Wow.
He has one that you have to put coins in it for it to play. So he likes these kind of quirky uh-huh. things. Yeah, he's brilliant.
Oh, that sounds nice. It sounds like a living room made out of wires and patches.
That's exactly what it is.
That sounds so great, you know?
His name is Leon Duin.
Uh-huh.
I think the only synthesizer he sells is the one that I have, but I think he might be planning on making more
okay,
for sale.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you, because you've worked in so many studios for this album, is that synthesizer probably your favorite part of equipment when you're thinking back on producing 10 Love Songs? Because when I was in the studios, I always had this, there always was one part of equipment that I really loved, like those old school vintage compressors where you have to, when you want to change something and you turn a knob, it goes like clack, you know, those old school things that I feel like if you're working on a Russian time machine or something.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It feels vintage, basically. I think my favorite thing was my microphone. What's it called? Gefälle.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive too.
Yeah, it's quite expensive. Not like super expensive, but it's very good. I think it's 4, 5, 3 or something. I don't remember the model number.
Uh-huh.
And I like the Eventide Space Echo.
Yeah, cool.
Where is it called? I think it's just called Eventide Space, actually. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a really good pedal.
Oh, it's a pedal.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, cool. See, for vocal, vocalists. Pedal.
You can use it for anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Do that.
Try to afford those equipment pieces one day. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to Accelerate, another song from the new album of Susanne Sundfor from 10 Love Songs. Heißt das Ding? Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen auch noch Tickets für ihre Show heute Abend im Gretchen. Susanne Sundfor auf Flux FM mit Accelerate. Von der neuen Platte 10 Love Songs nochmal abgespielt. Die wird heute Abend auch nochmal präsentiert im schönen Gretchen. Susanne Sundfor aus Norwegen ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Und bevor wir Tickets verlosen für ihre Show heute Abend, quatschen wir noch ein ganz bisschen. Susanne, what I love about your music is the fact that there's two, I hear two words in it. There's this classically trained Miss Sundfor, who knows her way around the instruments, and there's moments where you leave that path of a classically trained musician, and you
go into madness.
Yeah, you go into madness, and you rely on your guts more than on the theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you make sure? Because there's so many classically trained musicians. And you can hear that they're classically trained because they've lost their feeling, maybe, or they lost the ability to listen to their guts when it comes to making up the next part. How do you make sure that both worlds exist on a Susanne Sundfor album?
Well, I heard from a very respected classical musician that what the classical part of my album wasn't that good. won't say who said that. But I think for me, it's more like a reference than me actually trying to make serious classical
sure.
music.
Sure, I mean, why would yeah. one? To be a nosy guy like that one that you've just mentioned, yeah. nobody wants to go there.
No, I guess my point is just that I don't think the classical part of my album is like quality classical music, but it's more an effect that I want to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more like a reference. But I guess for me, it's usually I want to convey some sort of feeling, and you know, a lot of the elements on the album is also, you know, a bit tongue in cheek. Like mm-hmm. I just some of the things I want to be kind of funny, mm-hmm. like the cembalo outro of Kamikaze,
yeah. or the middle part maybe of Accelerate, where you go like a little
yeah
it's with like, a little it's baroque so, feel in
it's
there,
so over the top, yeah. and that's why it gets a little bit comic, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
It's like it can be very close and, you know, personal, but at the same time the like comic relief
yeah.
makes it, you can kind of step out of yeah. the music as well.
Yeah, it's a musician's music in some ways, I guess, because
yeah, perhaps
those jokes are, I mean, not only musicians get them, but people who are really into music and who are into various genres of music.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
there's moments on your record where they probably just smile and go like, "What she's done there, I like that." That's yeah, a German. That's a new German fan.
That's what I do.
What she has done there, I like that very much.
It's a good German accent.
Yeah, thank you. I've worked on that for so long. you've demoed the LP. You've written it. You've recorded it. You produced and mixed the album.
I didn't mix it.
But you were there when it was
that's
mixed.
True.
You were
yeah.
sitting at the console, and you'd be like, "I bet that you were like." Turn down the bass drum a little bit. It's a bit too loud.
Well, the thing is, the guy who mixes it, he's mixed my three last albums, and I love working with him because he has so many good ideas, mm-hmm. and he's not just, you know, fixing the levels or mm-hmm. putting reverb on things or whatever. He actually has musical opinions mm-hmm. or compositional opinions as well. So it's always fun to... Because that's like the last part of the... At least the more creative process.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to work with him then because he always has very good opinions
yeah,
about
cool.
the music. Yeah.
So he'll probably ask you to get rid of an instrument for the song, or probably to play
yeah.
another instrument.
A verse. Yeah,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I
yeah.
think that's important. And if you've worked with him for 3 records now, you've kind of learned to trust him.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's
definitely.
The major thing, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to working with people.
Yeah.
On your own music. So you've already started working on new material.
Mm-hmm.
You just told us that it's going to be a little bit more like the song that we're going to be listening to now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like an even more electronic feel to it.
It's a bit dancey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So do you have a working title for that LP already? Or
I do, but I might change it. So it would be not so strategic yeah. of me to say.
No, no.
But yeah, I've got some ideas.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward already to another Susanne Sundfør album, which is going to come out in early 2016. I'm just saying that. and tonight she's going to play live at Gretchen. Und wer da hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Susanne Sundfør spielt heute Abend im Gretchen und ihr könnt Tickets gewinnen. Wer nicht durchkommt, ein paar Resttickets gibt es auch noch an der Abendkasse für die Show im Gretchen. And what's the live setup gonna be? Are you here with a few other people, or are you working?
I have 3 musicians with
wow.
me on stage.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
And they're amazing.
Cool. Listen, I don't want to hear no more than that.
Okay.
Let's leave the rest of the imagination of our listeners. Heute Abend also im Gretchen Susanne Sundfør mit dreiköpfiger Band. Sie wird ihr aktuelles Album 10 Love Songs nochmal präsentieren. Und wir werden sie bald schon wieder hier im Studio begrüßen, wenn wir über ihre 9. Platte sprechen, an der sie ja gerade arbeitet. Hier zum Abschluss nochmal die Techno-Nummer quasi vom neuen Album 10 Love Songs, die sich ganz hinten auf dem Album versteckt. Als letzte Nummer Susanne Sundfør mit Insects. Thank you for visiting. Bye-bye.